You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It appears that as of today, there is no longer much concern about the phrase as of.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning.
And today's topic, actually, it's near and dear to my heart because it comes from our chief engineer here at Michigan Radio, Bob Scahn. On top of being an engineer extraordinaire, Bob is also a very talented musician. And he came to me with this phrase, as from today, that he used in a song that he wrote. And he wanted to know more about that.
Do you use the phrase as from today?
No, I don't. That's why it stuck with me. I could say as of today, but not as from.
I'm with you. I would say as of today. I know that I hear as from today, but my own use would be as of. I went to look this up and was surprised to learn that as of is originally a U.S. form. It is seen as distinctly American, shows up in the late 18th century, informal dating, when you're trying to suggest a date when something starts. You'd then also see around this time the competing form as from, as in as from today. Here we have a British-American distinction. As of today, more American. As from today, more British. But British English is converging with American English on this point, which may make some people unhappy, but as of today is now more common in both American English and British English compared with as from today. But you will hear it in American English. Notably, Britney Spears in her song Stronger sings, and I'm not going to sing because nobody wants to start their Sunday morning with that. She sings, I'm not your property as from today.
I cannot wait to tell Bob that he and Britney Spears have so much in common.
Now, what does this phrase mean? This is where things get a little more confusing because there are potentially two possible meanings if we say something like, as of Wednesday. That could mean up until Wednesday, with Wednesday being the stopping point and something was true. Or it could mean starting on Wednesday, going forward, something is true. For example, I could say, as of Wednesday, the new policy will be in effect.
And I totally think going forward, like right. I don't have to worry about the policy until Wednesday.
Exactly. Or I can say, as of Wednesday, we had sold 6 boxes of cookies.
In that case, I think up until that point.
Exactly. In other words, this is ambiguous. Context will help you. Now, I do want to note that on April 3rd, you and I got an email that said, as of this morning, grammar night in Grand Rapids is at capacity.
And that's awesome.
I know. So I want to do a shout out to Grand Rapids. We appreciate the love and we're very excited to see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow, Grand Rapids.
Now, going back to as of versus as from, I looked this up in Brian Garner's usage guide because to see what he had to say about it. And he also notes that it's an Americanism. He says this should be used with caution. I'm not sure I'm feeling quite as cautious, but just so people know what he had to say on this, he says it can be used in a document that's backdating or postdating, signed by different people. His example is this contract is effective as of July 1. Where he wants us to be more cautious is when people use as of to mean on. For example, her job ended as of last week.
Oh, that is confusing, honestly, when you think about it.
Well, except if I were to say to you, her job ended as of last week, does she have a job?
No, she doesn't have a job. Yeah, it's clear.
She doesn't have a job. Garner notes, and I love this, that the phrase as of now has been severely criticized. And up through the middle of the 20th century, where people called this downright uncivilized. But I would say now, as of, as from, people can use either one. As of will certainly sound more American. And I think in most cases, context will help you figure it out.
As of today, as from today, we're just not going to worry about it. Have a good Sunday.
See you in Grand Rapids.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.